healed from my life in the name
of Jesus. Love
Talk Radio. Lord, I die before you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord Jesus, oh, bless the Lord Jesus, oh, bless the Lord Jesus, oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord Jesus, oh, bless the Lord Jesus, great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, thou art great, thou art mighty. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for our uprising. Thank you, Father God, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the enemy has set up to come against us this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we honor you, we bless you, we praise you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name. Your name is blessed. You are the blessor. Every good and every perfect gift coming from above. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 and your name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you're not dead, but you are yet alive. And we bless you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, for giving us another chance, giving us another day. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, to serve you. Another day to get things right that was wrong. Another day to forgive. Another day to love. Another day, Father God, to be about your business. In the name of Jesus, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we have come short of your glory. Oh, Father God, we ask for your forgiveness right now, and we thank you for your faithfulness, Father, for you said, Father God, if we will confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for our platform. Thank you for your word going forth that will never return into your void. Thank you for all the souls that have been saved, Father God, from this platform. Father God, numbers that we will never know until we get to heaven. Oh, Father God, thank you for all the encouragement, the backsliders that's been reclaimed, the weak that can now say they're strong. Oh, Father God, all because of the preaching and teaching that comes from this platform and other platforms, Father, with men and women of integrity striving toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we say thank you for counting us worthy, oh, Father God, and looking beyond our faults and supplying all of our needs. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over. And over again, thank you, Father. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. O taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Apostle Dr. Alfreda woke up this morning with my mind, stayed on Jesus, woke up this morning with my mind, stayed on the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Thanking God. Amen for you, for you, and for you. If this is your first time with us, amen, may it not be your last. Amen. Please continue to come back, amen, and bring somebody else with you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture for today coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And I am going to begin reading in verse number 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Today, beloved, amen, we want to talk to you for a few minutes on the subject, steadfast obedience. Steadfast obedience, 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 obedience. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not obedience for an occasion. Not obedience just to try to twist the Lord's hands to bless you. God cannot be mocked. We cannot twist God's hand to bless us. Goody two shoes, amen, for a season. Or because somebody is looking, amen, and certain people are watching, and we're trying to pass a test. Glory be to God. We're trying to qualify for a promotion. Glory be to God. We're talking about steadfast obedience. We're talking about a lifestyle of obedience. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A lifestyle. Verse number 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, thank you, Jesus. Be steadfast. Be immovable. Be always, always, always. Not just on the sunny days. Huh? Not just on the warm days. Not just on the mild days. Not just on the feel-good days. But always abounding in the work of the Lord. Doing the work of the Lord when you feel like it. When you don't feel like it. Doing it because it's the right thing to do. Glory be to God, not listening to the devil, not listening to, amen, them so-called friends of yours, not listening to those family members who have not been converted as of yet. Glory be to God, but always abounding. Brother Paul said, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Glory be to God. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. And I press. He said, I'm pressing forth. Paul said, it's not easy sometimes. You got to put some effort in this. You got to be focused. You got to be determined. Glory be to God. Some days you don't know where the strength is going to come from. Some days you don't know how it's going to work out. Glory be to God. Some days you might feel a little frustrated. He said, press through it. Get over it. Glory be to God. Because we're always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. A lot of things we do in life is in vain, beloved. It's going right down the toilet. Oh, yeah, don't mean nothing. Don't mean a thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is only what we do for Christ that's going to count when we get to heaven. Oh, that's the only thing that's going to count. Those things we do for him. Those things we do according to his will. Those things that we do that bring him the light. Those things that we do to support his kingdom. Those things. Glory be to God. It's not in vain. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Steadfast obedience. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let nothing move you. He said, always work with enthusiasm for the Lord. Not murmuring and complaining. Glory be to God. Why me, Lord? How long, Lord? What about this person, Lord? Cut the nonsense. Glory be to God. Be enthusiastic. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. God is keeping records, baby. Oh, he got the books. He's a good bookkeeper. You hear what I'm saying? He's not missing a word. He's not missing an event. He is not missing a scene. Oh, no, no, no. God doesn't miss a beat. Every second of your life is recorded. Every word that have come out of your mouth, every good deed that you have done for other people because of God. Now, sometimes we do things for people for the wrong reasons, but when we want God to be glorified, come on, somebody, when our heart is in the right place, God sees the positioning of your heart, and you got to know that it's not in vain. Oh, glory be to God. So keep going. So keep going. So keep going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21 and 21. He who pursues righteousness and loving devotion finds life, righteousness, and honor. Oh, glory be to God. 1 Timothy 16 and 10. If Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is doing the work of the Lord, just as I am. Beloved, are you doing the work of the Lord? Are you doing the work of the Lord? Whatever you do, you have to do it as unto the Lord, not to get no brownie points, not to have your name mentioned in some lights, not so somebody get a bullhorn and make an announcement of something that you did, but are you doing it as unto the Lord, knowing that God is going to reward you? Come on, somebody. When God pays you back, baby, you've been paid back. Oh, beloved, be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 9, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time we shall reap. We shall reap a harvest if we do not give up. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Oh, glory be to God. If you give up, you forfeit your reward. Hang on in there. God is always the slowest man, but he's always on time. Sometimes it looks like God forgot about you. Baby, he ain't forgotten about you. You're being tested. You're being groomed. You're being set up to go up. Come on, somebody. God is going to come through for you. And when he come through, he going to blow your mind. Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according, hallelujah, to the power that worketh in us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God. That's why 2 Peter 3 and 14 tells us, therefore, beloved, as you anticipate these things, make every effort to be found at peace, spotless, and blameless in his sight. Oh, there's some work for you to do, beloved, because faith without works is dead. Oh, hallelujah. But I guarantee you, if you do your part, God going to do his, because he already did his. Hallelujah. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you to activate some faith. Hallelujah. And walk towards him in steadfast obedience. You serve him because you love him. Oh, glory be to God. You serve him because you know he writes your paycheck. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. I don't care what your source of income is. I don't care if it's Social Security, IRA, working for the government, self-employed. I don't care where your money's coming from. I want to just say, man, nudge you a little bit this morning and let you know that it's coming from God. God will take care of you. When one avenue dry up, God will create another one. He'll create multiple. Let me tell you something. God will take nothing and make something just for you. He have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, beloved, hallelujah. This is why 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, hallelujah, instructs us. Having therefore these promises daily, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Come on out of your crap. Come on up out of them ungodly lifestyle. Amen. That filthiness. Glory be to all them wicked and nasty thoughts in your heart, in your mind, now to your heart. Now you find yourself engrossed in it and trying to justify it. Glory be to God. Want God to bless your mess. Come on out from that. Glory be to God. You can't walk in obedience while you living in sin. Glory be to God. When you going to wake up from the bamboozlement? How long has Satan bewitched you? Glory be to God. You can't walk in obedience if you're practicing sin. Sin in your thoughts. Sin in your hearts. Sin in your hands. sin, when God has given you the power to come out. Why? Because greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. But you got to want it, baby. You got to want it. Hallelujah. Cleanse yourselves. Glory be to God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, God has already brought us out. Beloved, if you are a Christian practicing sin, you went back in. Because God brought you out to the day you got saved. You went back in. You returned to your vomit. You returned to the pig's pit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the seed that the Lord has placed in you is an incorruptible seed. Amen. That cannot be defiled. When a Christian sins, they sin because they want to sin. The devil didn't make you do a God darn thing. And I want to say something else. But I'm going to be nice this morning. The devil didn't make you do a God darn thing. You sin because you wanted to sin. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that God is able. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. But each victory will help you some others to win. Fight manfully onward. Come on, somebody. Second Peter 3:14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot or blemish. Beloved, hallelujah. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Why did God put that in there? Because he meant it. I wonder why God put that in there, Pastor. You know, don't get stupid. Don't act like you're stupid with me. And you know you ain't going to act like you're stupid with God. God put that in there because he meant it. Because you don't have to move in the direction you're moving right now. You ain't got to go that way. You choose to go that way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? So you choose blessings or curses. You choose God or you choose the devil. Glory. And we treat our relationship with God sometimes, amen, like we dating a boyfriend. Which one you going to go with? You going to go with Charles or you going to go with Michael? You going to go with Debbie or you going to go with Sharon? I don't know. I'm torn between the two of them. I love both of them. Sometimes we act like we torn between two lovers. You love God and you love the devil too. You love the devil, amen, because you're following him. You love the devil because you're still under his command. You're still practicing sin under the ban of holiness. Torn between two lovers. You want God on Sunday and you want the devil on the weekends. You want God on Sundays, you want the devil when your flesh gets hot. When you get nice and horny, you want the devil. You want God, amen, but you want the devil when you want to spend God's tithe money. You're torn between two lovers. But baby, only one I'm going to win. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Philippians 4:17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. What's your account look like today, saints? Huh? I ain't talking about your bank account. Huh? Some of you might be doing pretty good. Some of you might be a little empty. I ain't talking about your bank account. Huh? What is your spiritual account looking like? Are you bankrupt? Any fruit in your account? Let's take a look in your account this morning. Where's the fruit? Well, I'm a little bit empty right here. Baby, you in bad shape. You in bad shape. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, glory be to God. You can ask for whatever you will, glory be to God. And he says, amen, that you will be fruitful. He said, it is God's desire for us to bear much fruit. So if you're fruitless, there's no fruit in your account. You're working against the will of God. God doesn't work against himself. You're working against yourself because you're still trying to be slick. And it's the one thing trying to be slick with people, because guess what? You ain't fooling the ones you think you're fooling, because they got discernment they haven't even expressed to you yet. But it's a whole different story, and you trying to be slick with God and think he don't know. Bewitched. Beloved, we have the power to break the bewitchment. We have the power to tear down the strongholds. We have the power to be set free. But you got to want it. Glory be to God. He says there's fruit in your account. Let me tell you something. Your bank account might not have much in it, but your spiritual account should be overloaded and overflowing. Your cup should be running over with fruit to your account. Why? Because you're doing the work of the Lord. So what if they don't call your name? Man don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. So what? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Are you doing the will of the Lord? Are you doing the work of the Lord? Are you striving to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Have you entered into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior? Nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters. He's going to put everything else in place. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things going to be added to me. When you put God first place, God going to give you everything else you need. If he don't give it to you, you don't need it. He's going to put the people in your life that need to be in your life. If somebody else ain't in your life, they don't need to be in your life. If God takes somebody out your life, bye, bye, bye. See you later. Baby, you got to know that the Lord is in your best interest. He's not going to throw you up under the bus. My God, hallelujah. Rooted, it's Colossians 2 and 7. Rooted and built up in him. Rooted and built up in him. And established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. St. John 6:28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? What a question. Have you asked yourself that question or asked the Lord that question lately? Do you intend to ask him? Lord, what can I do to work the works of God? What can I do to work your works? What can I do to please you? What can I do to bring pleasure to you? What can I do, Father? What will make you happy? Ah, my God, suki, 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 suki. Ah, rabako, derebedabako, ba, 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 ba. Philippians 2:20, 2:30. Because for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service towards me, your lack of service, your lack of service, your lack of service towards me. Why? Amen. Because your lack of service towards me, amen, was really, amen, your lack of service towards God. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Brother Paul said, I represent the king. Brother Paul said, don't you know, brother, that when you bless me, you bless God? When you deny me, you deny God. Don't you know, brother? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Ha. What you do unto me, hallelujah, glory be to God, in the name of the Lord, you do as unto the Lord. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Why? Because you are abounding in the work of the Lord. If you're taking care of God's kingdom, glory be to God, you are abounding in the work of the Lord. You're doing the Lord's work. Doggone and glory be to God. Wake up, glory be to God, hallelujah. Let them sleeping pills wear out. Drink some coffee and wake up. Get on the treadmill and wake up. Run around the block and wake up. Go in the jump in the swimming pool. Doggone, it's time to wake up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ha. Watch and pray. Ah, my God, you can't watch while you're sleeping. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:8. For he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You're not going to be blessed or cursed for what I do, and I ain't going to be blessed or cursed for what you do. Now, you got to be careful, though, with your leaders, because the Bible does say, amen, glory be to God, if you have a leader and you make it difficult for that leader, then that's not good. That's not good. When you don't make it easy for your leader to lead and you're rebellious, that's not good. But other than that, beloved, amen, hallelujah, you're going to be rewarded for your own labor. You ain't got to worry about it. God's not going to mess up the books. He's not going to give your neighbor, amen, the rewards that belong to you, and he's not going to give you the rewards that belong to somebody else. You best believe. Some people keep crooked books, but God don't keep no crooked books. He keeps divine books. Second Chronicles 15:7. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Let me read that one more time as I wind down this morning. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your works be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Now, I wonder, beloved, what that looked like. And you got to judge yourself. If your work's going to be rewarded, you got to judge yourself. How much work are you doing for the Lord's kingdom? How much work are you doing to promote the Lord's kingdom? How much work are you doing for... I'm not talking about how much you gave the man. Girl, I did 50 hours this week. You did 50 hours this week, amen. Glory be to God to get a paycheck, amen, that you're not even going to see in a few days, amen, with the price of cost of living. You gave them 50 hours. How many hours did you give God? How much of that 50, that salary on that 50 hours, how much of that money did you give God? Now, you ain't gave God a cotton picking thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you've been hoodwinked. And the devil is telling you it don't matter. Anything to separate space, amen, between you and the King of Glory. Glory, and you're acting like you've been bewitched when you have the power to break the spell. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Your work will be rewarded. God sees what you do. Stop trying to make an announcement. Stop blowing your own horn. God blow the horn for you. He got you covered. That's why you can continue. Be firm. Be steadfast. Immovable. Keep going. Go deeper. Keep pressing. In and out. Out and in. Up. Down. If you fall down, get up. Doggone it. When you go up higher. Glory be to God. Just keep going. Glory be to down your sad days, dry your eyes, blow your nose, and keep going. On your low days, take a nap, go to bed, wake up, and keep on going. Get yourself something to eat, keep on going. Take a bath and keep on going. Just keep on going. Press, 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 press. When you're by yourself, keep on going. When you got somebody else with you, keep on going. It don't make a difference because God is there. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. Keep on going. Stop making excuses. Be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. The last scripture I want to share with you, 19 and 11, Psalms 19 and 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Woo! Woo! The Lord didn't say amen, hallelujah, reward. He said great reward. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my God, say somebody, say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He, my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He, my friend. Beloved, because of the resurrection, nothing we do for the Lord is useless. Sometimes we become apathetic about serving the Lord or hesitant to do good because we don't see any results. Knowing that Christ has won the ultimate victory should affect the way we live right now. Don't let discouragement over an apparent lack of results keep you from doing the work of the Lord enthusiastically as you have opportunity, knowing that your work will have eternal results. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. And to you be praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we confess every sin, anywhere and everywhere we have come short. And Father God, we ask that as of this day, for the remainder of our lives, you will help us to walk in steadfast obedience, steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as we know, because you have said so, that our labor is not in vain, and the promises of God in him are yes, and the promises of God is amen. Yes and amen. Amen and amen. All right, bless the Lord. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, we don't know how you made it this far without him. We don't know. Amen. But you did. Amen. Don't try to make it to tomorrow without him, because you might not make it. Amen. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Come on. Come on right now. Amen. There's no particular words. Amen. Just ask God to forgive you for being a sinner. Ask God to forgive you for all your sins. That's all you got to do. Say it in your own words. Open up your mouth. Open up your heart. Amen. And you accept Jesus Christ, amen, in your heart as Lord and Savior, saving you from all your sins, erasing your name out of the book of death, confirming your name in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then give him some praise. Give him some praise. Amen. And ask him to help you to follow him all the balance of your days. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you follow him, hallelujah, he's going to make sure that you're steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen and amen. In form of announcements, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 noon and back at 9 p.m. Let us pray. Let us pray. Why? It's the will of God that we pray. Pray without ceasing. Look for every opportunity to pray. Huh? It's God's. When you pray, you're doing God's will. Hallelujah. Nothing leaves heaven until somebody on earth prays, so it might as well be you to send the prayer up. Amen. Hallelujah. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, huh? And turn, don't forget about the turning part, from their wicked ways. And God has promised to hear and answer and heal the land. God knows we need some healing in the land. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, Father God. No plague shall come near our dwelling. Father God, we ask you to remember all those around the world in difficult situations, wars and rumors of wars and death, starvation, Father God, poverty, oh, Father God, all type of wickedness. But, Father God, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And so, Father God, we send, actually, we send your word right now to heal them. Remember the little babies. Somebody right now, Father God, is on the operating table, don't look good. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, somebody has already slipped, Father God, into eternity, but they're not ready to die. Give them another opportunity. God, work a miracle, bring them back, and give them another opportunity, Father God, to get right with you. And we say thank you and we bless you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today, Father God, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Thank you and we bless you and we praise your holy name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, glorious day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford signing out. Amen. Blessings to you, and to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes, I do. Let's say that again. I really do. know God's gonna get his glory in there. He's been real good for your goodness.
For your goodness.
In spite of all you're going through, it could be just a little worse. Throw your hand up and say, and your glory.
And your glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's get up on your feet and say, he's so faithful, hey.
He's so faithful.
Yes, he is. Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's so faithful.
He's so faithful.
Wave your hand. Let the world know you serve a faithful God. Everybody say, he's so faithful.
He's so faithful.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Cared about you. He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you.